Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Justin Termini joining us this morning. Justin, good morning. How you doing?
Morning. I'm doing well. I'm just excited to get back into the swing where we can talk about some games instead of doing the same thing for the last 3 or 4 months where we're talking about games from like 1983.
Well, we have had the benefit of being able to talk about any sports games from 1983. How has it been talking about only the NBA sports, only the NBA's games from 1983?
Well, I'm a big Bird and Magic fan, so I've been able to do it. And I guess I picked the year where Moses and Mo Cheeks and Dr. J did it. But it's been entertaining, but it's nice to get back to some of the stuff from today. And I hope, like, some of the guys at least maybe learned something from the guys back then as well, so maybe we can see a little bit more feistiness when we get down to Orlando as well, because those guys used to, hey, you know, preseason games, you'd have, like, Philadelphia and Boston fighting. So maybe we'll see a little aggression when we get down to Orlando as well.
What do you think about the commitment from the players? Do you think that we see along baseball's lines a lot of these guys saying, hey, you know what, I'm not interested in doing this. In basketball, we've seen a couple of guys as well. Hey, I'm not really interested in doing this. Do you think, by and large, the guys that are committed to it will see all-out effort and a passion to be part of this? Or do you think there could be kind of a half-hearted nature for some of these players that are playing inside the bubble?
Yeah, I mean, I think the guys that have an opportunity to compete for a championship are going to go all out because they're going to feel the pressure of their teammates. I don't know if it's necessarily like, hey, they're doing it for the paycheck. You know, there are obviously an amount of guys that are doing it for the paycheck, but, you know, I don't think that's going to push them. I don't think the ownership will push them. I don't think it'll be guys like myself who are yelling about their performance. James Harden didn't show up in the postseason again. I think it's actually going to end up being like their teammates. Like, there's a lot on the line for, like, I don't see how, quite frankly, Avery Bradley pulled out, right? I could see maybe an Oladipo, some of the Nets guys, like, well, why should DeAndre Jordan go? Why should Wilson Chandler go, or Spencer Dinwiddie, if Dinwiddie ends up going? Why should they go if their leaders aren't going to go, or they're downplaying with Kyrie Irving? So, it's not a big deal. Kevin Durant going, even if I was healthy, I wouldn't go down there. So I could see guys like that pulling out. But a guy like Avery Bradley, who really LeBron wanted him on his team, right? He, in the offseason, picked Avery Bradley because he had a big hand in putting together that roster. And then Avery Bradley's going to go directly and tell LeBron, hey, listen, I know I'm a starter on this team. I know I'm an elite defender. I know I'm important to your championship hopes. And then he's going to say, I'm not going to go down to Orlando. Like, that takes a lot of guts, I think, because I think that you know, the role players will feel the pressure of an Antetokounmpo or a James Harden or a Russell Westbrook or a LeBron James trying to win a championship. And I think that's what's going to make them give the all-out effort.
Justin Termini joins us, SiriusXM NBA Radio. What do you think of the decision by Avery Bradley as a starter on a championship potential team pulling out, citing the health of one of his children who has a history of respiratory illness?
Yeah, and that's where I guess you give him a little bit of a break, right? It's because he's citing the health of a child, and you know, you can't go on the air and criticize him in regards to that, nor would I. But it obviously plays a huge role, right? Because the Lakers have a legitimate shot at winning a championship. And don't forget, just prior to the break, he scored 24 points against the Clippers. They don't win that game without that performance from Avery Bradley. So I think he's not the biggest name to pull out. I mean, that would be Oladipo. And I guess if Bradley Beal ends up pulling out here in the next couple of days, like, he would be the biggest name. But he's the most important name because he impacts the championship. Like, the Lakers can still win without him, but I think it significantly hurts him.
What do you think about the addition of J.R. Smith? Is that enough to overcome a loss of Avery Bradley for the Lakers?
No, I mean, J.R. Smith was out of the league for a reason, right? I mean, it's nice that people, oh, he's a big name, and he was certainly important to them winning a championship back in 2016. Without his performance in Game 7, where he hit a couple of threes, come out of halftime, they don't win that championship. In 2016, where they came back in the seven games from 3-1 down. But J.R. Smith, like, say, the one thing I guess that, like, J.R. Smith, when he's playing for a contract, has always been kind of good. The issue after that 2016 series is they gave him a three-year deal, and then he shot like 30% the next couple of years. And from people within that organization that I've talked to, he came into camp just extremely out of shape because he was already satisfied financially. Right now, like, he's playing for the future of his career, so maybe he's got his act together a little bit. But there was a reason that he was out of the league. He was no longer that good of a player. I mean, he couldn't even, you know, there's 450 jobs out there. He couldn't even hold one of them. But again, maybe he'll be motivated to play now that he's looking for a contract.
One of the most interesting storylines is going to be the return of the Pelicans, because they were looking real good right before things shut down, and everybody wants to see Zion Williamson, but also some concern that perhaps Zion, with all this time off, could come in very out of shape. His weight has always been a question mark, and yet we see a social media post that makes him look pretty strong and muscular and in shape. What type of Zion do you think we'll see upon the return?
I've used those dating apps in the past, okay? Like the Tinder thing. And I don't trust like the social media pictures. I gotta see him an actual person, because I've seen some pictures and then they don't end up looking like who they look like on social media. But if he looks like he on the floor like he does in the social media post, then I guess people are gonna be in trouble, because he does look good. And again, he was dominant before we shut this thing down in just about 18 or 19 games. And I think it's unfortunate for Memphis, because Memphis earned it, right? And the same thing with Rookie of the Year for Ja Morant. Even if the Pelicans overcome Memphis, I don't see how you can take away the Rookie of the Year from him. But like, you almost go into this and say, with Memphis' schedule, with the Pelicans' schedule, with everybody healthy for New Orleans, maybe you give the edge to the Pelicans.
What do you think about the idea of bringing in the eight teams that didn't qualify for the playoff bubble and playing in Chicago? Because these are a bunch of teams that have nothing to play for. It seemed like they had no interest in being part of a return or restart anyway. You had Steve Kerr saying our season is over, and now the NBA is kicking around returning these eight teams to go play in Chicago for a restart. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I mean, if you have Avery Bradley, who's not going to play for the Lakers, who have an opportunity to win a championship, right, and he's not going down to Orlando. If you've got Thabo Sefolosha, who's got an opportunity to win a championship with the Houston Rockets, and he's not going down to play, and other guys around the league not necessarily taking it seriously, Oladipo not going down to play, how do you expect to convince guys that are playing for absolutely nothing when nobody is going to be watching on television to go down and play? And maybe you'll get some of the lesser guys that will feel pressured, guys that are in their first or second year. But are you going to get a Curry and Klay Thompson? Definitely going to go. Draymond certainly not going to show up. Are you going to get Karl Anthony Towns to go down there and play? I mean, are guys from the Knicks, or, you know, the Tyus Gibson, Julius Randle, are they going to go play? I don't think they're going to. So I think that would end up being almost like, you know, three or four guys from the NBA roster going, and then maybe a bunch of G League.
Why do they even want to kick that around? These are a bunch of teams that nobody even wants to watch play anyway.
Yeah, I think it's just because they don't want to go like 8 or 9 months without playing. And I think Golden State's probably a team that doesn't want to do this. But, J.B. Bickerstaff, who just got the job in Cleveland, does he want to get his guys together and have some sort of continuity heading into next season? The same thing with maybe in Atlanta, where you got Lloyd Pierce, who's got a young roster with, John Collins and Trae Young. Do they want them going 8 or 9 months without playing organized basketball? I think that would be the reason behind it. I just don't see how it's, you know, you're putting all this work into the Orlando bubble. You got guys that are dropping out left and right, even going down to the play for something, and you're going to organize something like this in Chicago. I just don't see how it makes much sense. And you're going to get, you know, the players union to even be all in on it.
Justin Termini joins us, SiriusXM NBA Radio. Do you think that we will crown an NBA Finals champion in October?
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to put the work in to go down there, I think that they're going to end up making it happen. Now, the legitimacy of it, right? You know, if we take it seriously, I think it's a different question. And already, you're going to have a million different, no matter who wins, right? You're going to have a million questions at the end. If your favorite team wins, it's legitimate. If it's not your favorite team, then people will question it forever. And I happen to think you have to get out ahead of it first. You know, I can't wait to see who wins it and then say, oh, it's a legitimate, it's illegitimate. But there's just too many things that are already happening right now that tell you, you know, it's not going to be a normal champion.
Now, when it comes to the bubble and the restart and the quality, how long do you think it'll take for us to finally start seeing smooth, polished basketball? Or should we just throw that out the window, that we won't see it for the restart, even into the postseason?
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be bumpy at the start because inexplicably you've got like guys like Chris Middleton saying, I haven't picked up a basketball in 3 months, which is absolutely absurd. I mean, if I'm Antetokounmpo and I'm making a decision on free agency and I'm going, the guy that's supposed to be my number two didn't pick up a basketball for 3 months. Heck, I haven't, you know, played competitive basketball in years. I still got a basketball around the house. I think I got so bored during quarantine, I dribbled it a couple of times. So, I think because of the guys that haven't picked up the basketball in a while, they're rushing things back right now. You've got a couple of these practice facilities that have already closed. Right, I think it'll be a little bit shaky. But if you go back and you talk to guys in the 80s, and my co-host on NBA Radio on Sirius XM is Eddie Johnson, who played in the 80s and the 90s. Those guys didn't get much time to prepare for the season, right? They kind of just got thrown into the mix, and they were expected to take care of themselves in the off season and train themselves. These guys today got to have 24-hour surveillance with personal trainers. If they didn't have that, they don't know what to do by themselves. So if it was back in the 80s and 90s and those guys had that type of, commitment or know-how to prepare themselves, I think we'd be fine. With these guys, maybe it'll be a little shaky at the beginning. But by the time we get to the conference finals, I think it'll be high level.
You have to explain to me how Chris Middleton, who is a professional basketball player on a team that's a contender, could go 4 months without picking up a basketball, having a hoop in his yard, going to a local playground to shoot a hoop, how could this happen?
Oh, and I think the more absurd part is actually admitting that it happened, right? I mean, like, I went on vacation last week, and, at least every once in a while, like, I'm tuning into CBS Sports Radio, or I'm Sirius XM NBA Radio, or I'm logging on to CBSSports.com, going to the NBA page, so I know what the heck's going on. So when I get back, I have some type of semblance of a clue as to what took place when I was on vacation. Just because you're not actually at work doesn't mean you don't pick up anything from work. So how you do that for 4 months is absolutely absurd. And then to admit it publicly, knowing that you're going to get that type of backlash. Like, if I did something wrong, I wouldn't tell the media. You did something wrong. Like, the fact he doesn't think there's anything wrong with that, I think is worse than the fact he actually didn't pick up a basketball.
Justin Termini joining us from SiriusXM NBA Radio. He hosts every single day, Monday through Friday, with Eddie Johnson, who's a regular guest here on the DA show as well. They do a really good job. Check him out. Also follow him on Twitter at Termini Radio. Justin, good stuff, man. I appreciate the time this morning.
I appreciate it as well. Now, I'm out on the West Coast, so it's 5:30 in the morning out here, which I typically wake up at, but I'm also just not usually this fired up in the morning. So thanks for getting me all fired up at 5:30 in the morning here on the West Coast.
That's amazing. It. That's an early wake-up call for you to be this hyped. I like this.
Yeah, well, now I got to be ticked off for the next 12 hours. So usually I ease into it.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, appreciate it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.